For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this is the Seth Kushner musical rejoin, Morning Wood, the song Jet Setter.
I like that.
It's got a nice kick to it.
It's like a modern day Motley Crue.
And your counterpart, Will, on Twitter, who wanted to co-opt your playlist to honor his fallen friend, whose birthday was today, he chose this little ditty right here. Filter with Crystal Method.
And we're competing today, or... I don't know if it's a competition. Is this a girl?
Yeah, she's cute.
Oh, yeah, she makes out with another girl at her concert.
Yeah, that was neat.
That was really cool.
Gave me morning wood.
What? This is a great tune, though.
Dude, there was a video game for the PlayStation 1 called Nitrous Oxide N2O, and the entire soundtrack was Crystal Method. So you turn the game on, and this song came on. I can't tell you how many late nights in Orlando there were massacres of brain cells taking place to this game.
Oh yeah, this was on the Spawn soundtrack too.
Spawn the animated movie or
no? Spawn the action, real action.
Oh.
That was a great soundtrack.
I liked Spawn the HBO animated series before they made the movie. That was really, really dark and really good. Was John Leguizamo in the movie?
I want to say he was.
He was the clown, right?
I remember the soundtrack better than I do the...
Okay, story of Spawn. It was a guy named Al who was in the service, was killed in action, but made a deal with the devil to stay alive, came home, and his best friend was with his wife.
Oh, is this a comedy?
Certainly not.
It was John Leguizamo, Martin Sheen, yeah.
So, but was he walking the earth, Spawn, or was he just like, was he in purgatory?
Well, a covert government assassin, Al Simmons, like you said, is killed after being double-crossed by his boss, played by Martin Sheen.
Forgot about the double-cross.
Upon arriving in hell, Simmons is offered an opportunity to return to Earth if he's willing to lead an evil army. He accepts and is reincarnated as Hellspawn, a twisted, horribly disfigured version of his former self.
Right.
However, Spawn serves as a force of good, much to the dismay of the devil's henchmen, played by John Leguizamo.
Yeah, because they made the deal with him so he'd stay alive and be evil. And then he starts doing good stuff. So he doesn't quite fit in the real world, and then he doesn't fit in hell either because they're all pissed off at him because he's doing good things.
That's a well-written movie.
I mean, it's a really good... I love the Todd McFarlane scribed animated series on HBO. It's like 6 episodes or so. Really, really good stuff.
I'm very scared from the footage Joey's showing now.
It's disturbing.
I think I heard not long ago they were working on something new.
I hope they do.
Todd McFarlane, this is a new story. Todd McFarlane vows the new Spawn movie will contain no joy.
Good, because it's a dark, 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 no joy to be found series. I recommend it if you're feeling too good about life and you want to feel a little bit bad. So a lady in San Diego said her ex-boyfriend stole naked pictures of her and posted one online without her permission. Now, as it tends to happen, people saw the post and took screenshots of it. And she's now suing the person who posted the photo, her ex-boyfriend, William. She said this pretty much consumed my life and that the photo, of course, is making its rounds on the internet. He was sending harassing text messages and copies of her photographs, private ones, to her to make it clear that at some point in time, their relationship, he had illegally accessed her computers and cell phone and stole explicit and private digital photographs without her consent. She tried to break up with him, and he said, posted all your naked pictures to the industry whore boards.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's a thing?
Your pics are getting blasted.
Whore board.
Is that the official term, or is that just slang?
Whore boards. I've never heard of that.
That needs to be utilized more, though.
Whore boards.
Whore board.
So I'd love to hear from you ladies out there about the last nude that you sent. 727-579-1025. Because it used to be an uncommon thing that women would send photos of their nude body. Now, I believe it's quite common.
Like the last one they sent and why it was the last. Like, what happened to you to get you to stop sending them?
Right. Not like, oh, I sent one two nights ago because I was horny. Yeah. No, it was, you stop sending it for a reason. Someone said something to you. Someone said they, you know.
I'm trying to think of other reasons right off the top of your head that that could cause you to stop.
Maybe you put on some weight.
What if you weren't? Yeah. What if you just weren't getting the appreciation that you you wanted?
Like that might be a big one because our friend Danielle, who works at 94.9, she. Whoa! Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
I want to see. Where
I don't
this
see
is going.
His look on his face, but I have the same one.
Yeah.
My ears perked.
Why are you look? I can't.
All right, we're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Deliver.
Please,
come
I'm
on.
Close. I'm going to finish.
Phoebe and Danielle did one of those strip fitness classes day. All
right. Oh, man.
And
jeez.
And Danielle sent the picture to her husband, and he never wrote back. And she was so, she started crying because he,
I remember that.
Then he said that, like, he was with his dad. I was like, you know, you can text back.
I know that man well. He doesn't use technology. That was just a miscommunication.
Well, I don't know if she sends those anymore. That's not something her and I talk about, but I know she told me that day that she was never sending him one again because he didn't appreciate it enough.
Yeah. I mean, you like to think that if you're married to someone like that and she sends you a nude that you'd friggin', like, show up with a dozen roses or gross roses and throw a parade for her, but he's a real man.
He's a real man. And real men, they operate differently.
Right.
They're not going to just, you know, bow down and...
I've got the pictures at home.
You do?
Yeah, I got pictures.
Of Phoebe and Danielle
at,
doing
at
a strip
home?
Fitness thing.
Doing the clash. Yeah,
at home.
I have like
so,
five other. Yeah, I'll save my
so
desktop.
So you've been using them at home.
So what, you transferred them from a phone to a computer, or did you get them printed?
Oh. I mean, this was a long time ago. This was probably like 8 or 9 years
sure,
ago.
Yeah,
you
still have them 9 years later.
No, I didn't steal photos. I was sent photos because, as you guys know, much like 2019, even back in the day, I'm safe. Okay, so I can see pictures and it's NBD.
So she sent them to her husband and you.
Well, I don't know what she actually sent her husband, but I have pictures of her in high heels in like their strip club attire. But that's, you know, everybody knows I have them.
I mean, they
do now.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's not a secret. I'll send them to her from time to time. I'm like, oh, hey, look at this. I got this.
Oh, so you make it seem like you're being playful and fun, but that just means you busted them out to take a peek.
Right. Like, how often do you use them?
They're on the desktop, though.
I see them every time I log on. They're your desktop?
No,
like
it's
your
not,
desktop background?
No, that's my wife and my puppy, Ribby Doo. No, they're just there, so, you know, I like a good throwback picture.
And how often would you say you're, you know?
Those, I don't even need those anymore.
You don't need them?
No.
Just the thought of them gets you where you need to be?
There's no thoughts, guys. I more did this. Little story for you bros, okay?
You.
I know your affinity
you.
For Danielle, so I wanted to...
Love her.
I was just contributing to the topic.
Appreciate
this
that.
This needed to be about what's on my desktop.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, we're taking pictures from 9 years ago and transferring them from a cell
They're
phone
not transferred.
To a... How did they get on your desktop?
They were already... I had a...
Did she email them to you? I mean, your story is just full of holes here.
You're a great detective. So did you download?
So he's literally, when it's time to get a new phone, he's like, got to get these off. Right. So he's got a USB cord.
Backup assistant.
Yeah.
delete, save.
Yeah.
Because you've had some new phones in the last 9 years.
Or who knows? Maybe he went to the guy at Verizon and was like, hey, can I get these specific pictures put on a hard drive? Because I got to get them on my desktop at home.
Let me tell you, these are all pictures that Phoebe had sent to me. I didn't go scrounging around for these pictures.
Yeah, how you attained them, that's on you. The fact that you're so defensive about that is concerning, but that's not what we're even discussing.
We're saying that you still have them.
Why would I get rid of those pictures? Like, I have a ton of old pictures.
I mean, you got a point. Why would you get rid of those?
There's no point. There's no point in getting rid of them if you're going to still use them.
No, they're fun. They're fun pictures.
Sound fun to me.
Your wife and a very hot female friend of hers taking a strip fitness class together.
All I have is what Phoebe sent from that day.
So do you have? Do you have? So on your desktop, this is just trying to help you out. You have like all of your old pictures from all your old cell phones.
No.
Just the ones that you thought.
No, John, I got to tell you, this is probably back in the digital camera age, so I think that's probably why.
Oh, wow.
So you took it from one of those little USB cards, like a little mini thing, and just boop, right on the desktop.
You know, I don't know how all the technology works these days. All I know is that they're there, and they were sent to me, so it's not a...
No.
Britt So Much on Twitter said, I'd like to apologize because I can still close my eyes and see Danielle in that one pic, the coloring book. You know, please forgive me.
Oh, that's right.
Can't? The tilted kilt. Yeah. Oh, man, what a photo. Not even a photo.
Easy.
Coloring book. So, ladies, the last nude that you sent could be because you sent it to your husband and he gave you not just a bad reaction, but no reaction.
I mean, if...
She was devastated. I remember hearing the audio from that, and she was crying. She was literally crying because she had sent them to him thinking that he was going to go, oh, my God, babe, you look so great. But she sent it, and he said nothing at all.
I stand with him. It had to be a misunderstanding.
727-579-1025. I mean, the dude works with his hands outside.
That can't be the majority of guys, though. I mean, it can't. I don't even know if it's a handful of guys that wouldn't respond.
Yeah, I don't know either. You have to respond. Like, even girls I'm not at all connected to. Back in the sending of the photo days, girls send you a photo unsolicited. Be like, yeah. Like the dead girl. Remember I showed you the dead lady?
Yeah.
The dead lady who sent me her vagina?
I'm sorry, who?
A dead lady sent me her vajayjay.
Yeah, but she was alive when she sent the vagina.
As far as we know.
I didn't see her vagina until after she was dead, though.
Right.
Not her actual, the picture.
Right.
Was this something that happened through the ghost host, or was this
So this lady hit me up on Instagram, and she'd message me every once in a while, but I wouldn't really respond. I'd be like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's a little older than I am.
Okay, not interested.
But without saying not interested, because I'm a polite guy. I fear rejecting people because I hate rejection myself.
And who are you to turn down a beef shot?
Exactly. You want to send me your beef? I'm going to send you. So she started sending her boobs, and I was like, very nice. And then she sent her beef, and I said, very nice. But then she passed. Probably a couple of months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And you wait, so you never replied to her shot?
Let me see what
you never replied to her beef shot?
The most troubling thing about this whole entire thing is the day
Shut up, John. Don't you tell her. Okay, tell him.
Tell him, because you guys are really flipping
on me. No, I was just going to say the day that she passed.
This is not, I said, why, is this funny?
No.
Okay.
Can we dump this last segment? I don't feel good anymore.
Tell him.
Well, the day that she had passed, I got a message that said, hey, you know that lady, she passed away. And I said, yeah. And then I got a picture of her vagina.
Dudes.
He made sure to tell me that it was before.
Yeah, that's not her corpse.
You don't have to. I'm good.
Well, I mean, I feel like you really
Yeah, let's
to.
Bond us all together. This will put us all three bonded.
Rest in power. That doesn't do anything for me.
You sure? What about the what about the conversation like right before that?
Okay.
he moved the phone towards himself with a paper towel.
But hey, don't leave you. But hey, don't me leave you with a boner. Need another pic? Sure, I've got a massive one right now. Thanks.
Say that?
That's what it says.
You got to respect the honesty.
I mean, look, I wanted to be encouraging, and she was a nice lady when she was with us.
Okay, so what happened after the shot?
Scroll up.
So she sends a very graphic. This is very clinical.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's gynecological.
It's not for me.
And can I say something? I'm not really in the dating world, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Is this the go-to?
I don't know.
I
never met her.
I think there's probably other ways to ease into the sexting than to send that.
Sure, probably, because I never met her, so it wasn't effective.
But maybe, okay, so.
So scroll up. I don't know what was said. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm flying blind.
Dude, your openness here is just it's refreshing.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. So Drew goes, oh, F, yes. after she sent that very clinical shot. And now here's a nicer pic of her butt.
Okay.
And in like a thong. That's that should be the first picture, not what I saw.
Sure. By the way, this is from like a year ago at least. Not maybe even two.
I bet you don't, but I don't mind sharing. And then it looks like, did you send her a photo? It says that you sent her a photo and it disappeared.
Well, then I didn't send her a photo if it disappeared.
You go, why am I, what is?
He sent a photo.
Drew sent a photo and then he said, did you see the pic? And she goes, F yes, wish we could talk dirty. Drew, I don't want to, you're disgusting.
Oh, does it go further?
He said he's, this is.
Let me see it.
No, I can't believe I just sent
that. Oh, come on. Can I just see it? I won't speak a word of it.
No. All right, come here. Wow, that was filthy of me to say
that.
Dude,
this is, I feel like this is an industry whore board right now.
Yeah, it was. Wow. Oh, boy.
Why, this is.
I want her to feel good about herself.
No, I know, but I thought you said you didn't sext her at all. Apparently, you're very much into it.
I was a lonely guy.
You know, sometimes you drew. Who are we to judge?
I was a lonely guy.
You know, you know what happens in my DMs? A guy sent me a picture of an alligator eating a bird last night.
Oh, yeah, I got that too. Yeah. Was it a bird or a fish?
Oh, I got that.
Yeah, and I just was I was going, man, this is what I get. This is what I get in the DMs, and now look at that. I'm happy for you. I don't need that stuff, but Lord. That's
man.
Thank you.
Why did you show that to me?
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Why? What did the...
She said, you are so PC. And I said, huh? No, I'm not. And she said, so I kiss your neck, bite your chest. By the way, this is well over a year ago.
You don't like to be bitten from what I remember.
I do not like to be bitten. I'll punch you. You're hard as you pull my hair.
Oh, wow.
Force me down on you.
This is an elderly lady.
Well, I mean, she's passed. Licking them. My fingernails and hands all over you. I... Take your
Oh man
in my throat.
Oh God.
Okay. There's a lot of filthy stuff right there.
Yeah, you've given a lot.
Listen,
today.
Just to be transparent here, I'm probably gonna have to take tomorrow off because I can't look at you the same, and I don't know. I feel like I got set up here and I wasn't ready for that.
Sorry that happened to you, Seth. By the way, there's a picture of her lovely family right there, and she said, "You are a great dad. Not that you need my approval. I'm happy you guys had a great day. I'm always the fun mom."
Yeah, fun. We like fun mom. Yeah, so that's that's. I'm sorry that she passed.
Fun mom, right there. She's a nice lady.
Very nice. I didn't. I wasn't familiar with her.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So if you're a lady who has sent your final dirty picture, we'd love to hear why.
Wow. It's the least you can do,
dude.
Especially after that.
Yeah.
Seriously, man.
Sorry you had to see that. That's single me, but I'm not doing that anymore with multiple girls.
Why did I need to see that? What happened? Just all of a sudden your phone was in front of me and I was reading it and it didn't stop. I thought, why? I got a family I have to go home to after that.
Good luck.
Sorry.
Jeez.
I'm really, really sorry.
But I will take that and try to make a positive out of it. A public service announcement to ladies, I think you have to ease into the sexting before you just get very you know, gynecological.
Yeah, graphic shots. Always a little bit. That's a big swing.
Like, where does the graphic clinical shot work best? Because it doesn't feel like it's good early on in a relationship. It seems like it can be startling. And when you're in a committed, long-term relationship, like, you know, you've been there, done that. So why would you like? Where does that shot work best?
At the gynecologist.
I want to just see something sexy. I don't want it to be like I'm one of those online doctors and you're trying to show me like where it hurts. I don't need any of that stuff.
Right. Britt so much said she sent you a pic of her peanut butter sandwich once.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Urban Dictionary peanut butter sandwich.
Definitely not.
Like you want to spread open that goober grape?
Definitely. I don't know if it meant anything, but it was only a peanut butter sandwich. Trust me.
727-579-1025.
I have nothing to hide.
And 800-771-1025.
Peanut butter sandwich.
I wish you would hide some stuff.
Sorry. I don't know why I felt like you needed to see
it. I don't know, but I mean, now you have to save that. You can't ever delete that, right?
That's why I still have it, because she's dead. I feel like it would be disrespectful.
Why do I feel like we could... Yeah, I don't want to do that topic.
What?
I don't want to do this, like, having nudes from people that have passed. I think that's way too morbid.
I guarantee you more than half of people who have nudes on their phone right now have one from someone who has passed. I've got way more than one.
Well, why are you so happy about that? Are you taking these women out or what?
No. It's just a way to honor them long after they passed.
How many
you got? By holding
on
to their private parts.
Do you...
Like, they have sent me their stuff.
What is the most common reason for death?
I killed them. No, one lady fell out of the back of a truck, I think.
I got a lot of nudes from dead chicks.
That was Booty Fett's friend. Remember
I know
Fett's
her. Yeah,
died?
She was a real estate agent. Lovely lady.
Yeah, she's a really, really nice lady, really drunk lady, and very loose with the nudes.
Yeah.
And she's dead. And then the elderly lady, she's dead. But you can't get rid of, like, I don't even like to unfriend my dead Facebook friends. I find that to be rude.
Yeah, that's messed up.
So, I you know, you got to hold on to the nudes after they pass. It's disrespectful if you don't.
What about showing them to the bros after they passed? I feel like that's...
I would have showed you while she was alive.
That's true.
She would have loved that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand, these girls who send nudes to me, they're not just sending them to me. They're sending them to anybody who wants them.
But they're sending them to every dude ever?
Yeah. There's nothing special about me. I just happen to sit behind a microphone.
Well, especially, more specifically, when you send a nude to Drew, you send a nude to Drew Garabo live.
Right. Like my boys, except for any girls I might be dating or have dated or will date or am currently dating. Like, I'm not going to show you guys anybody that I'm in a relationship with.
I've seen like one or two nude pictures of some that a lady sent you over the years.
You want to see? You're asking to see more.
No. I'm putting it out there that we're not like bros
all the time.
Looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, I think the dead lady was the first one that I saw too, and the last.
Yeah. I don't share them all, because most girls are like, hey, don't show... You know.
I don't want to... What? I don't need to see them. I know what naked women look like. And actually, I'm good after what happened here this last segment, I'm probably just going to delete my Instagram.
Seth hates you in the meantime. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. This story about what a grandma did at the age of 61 for her gay son is a spectacular story. And I can't imagine anybody having a problem with it, which means that there will be plenty of people who have a problem with it.
It's very nice, but it's strange.
Yeah, I can't. I don't. I.
My mom offered to do this for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot. It's just hard to ingest.
Well, it's 2001. 2019?
Yeah, John. So deal
with
it.
Well, just I don't have a problem with it. It's just for me, it takes a lot of working through my mind to be okay with it.
Well, we'll all work through it together, just like we did here. Next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.